Hey guys, welcome back to the Beanbag
That's
Boys
not an
pod.
intro.
Fine,
The intro goes like this.
okay.
All right. Hello, boys, girls, and they and them. Welcome to the podcast. We are here today, my good friend and goofball AJ.
Hello.
And he has some news and stories to tell you today.
I do indeed. These are the ones that Storm here has made for us today. So, or the AI
Oh, just
generated.
no. No, just you.
Just me. Okay.
Just
Anywho,
us.
the first the beginning story to the opening of the podcast is going to be Eric Chief X Randy Savage. There's going to be another
Yes.
fanfic at the end as well. I'm going to start reading. I have it pulled up and everything. So, here's the introduction with a little warning. So, as an AI language model, I can help you create a fictional story involving Eric Chief, an imaginary character, and Randy Savage, the late professional wrestler. Please keep in mind that this story is purely fictional and meant for creative and entertainment purposes only. All right. In a small town, Eric Chief, a renowned chef with a passion for wrestling, was busy preparing his signature dish for the grand opening of his new restaurant, Savage Flavors. The restaurant was a tribute to Eric Chief's all-time favorite wrestler, Randy Savage, also known as Macho Man. As Eric Chief carefully plated his culinary
world.
masterpiece, he couldn't help but daydream about what it would have been like to meet Randy Savage in person. Suddenly, a flash light appeared in the kitchen, and to Eric Chief's astonishment, there stood a figure who looked just like Randy Savage. "Oh yeah, brother," the figure exclaimed, snapping Eric Chief out of his daze. "I've come from an alternative universe where still the cream of the crop, and I've heard about your restaurant dedicated to my wrestling legacy." Why does he sound like a fucking pirate? And my version. All right. Eric Chief stammered, unsure if he was dreaming or if this was really happening. "Macho Man, is that really you?" "You better believe it, brother," Randy Savage replied, flexing his muscles. "No, that's what the signature dish you've got here." Overcoming his initial shock, Eric Chief presented his dish, the Macho Madness Casserole, a fusion of flavors inspired by Randy Savage's wrestling career. As Randy dug into the meal, his eyes lit up with delight. "Oh yeah, this absolutely frickin' fantastic," Randy said, taking another bite. "You truly captured the essence of my career in this dish." Eric Chief beamed with pride. With Randy's approval, he knew this restaurant was destined to be for greatness. Over the next few weeks, the duo worked together to perfect the menu and spread the word about Savage Flavors. On the night of the grand opening, the line of customers stretched around the block. Fans of wrestling food and alike were drawn to the unique experience offered by Eric Chief's culinary creations and Randy Savage's electrifying presence. Together, Eric Chief and Randy Savage built a restaurant that celebrated their shared passions and offered a dining experience that fans would never forget. And so, Savage Flavors became a legendary spot in the world of wrestling food and where the spirit of Macho Man lived on through every delicious bite. Considering that it turned into, like, it didn't go anywhere into, like, a sexual fanfic at all, which I expected
Or
it to be.
no, it was an AI. The AI doesn't do that,
I know, but
unfortunately. I
that'd have
wanted to
been.
find one that would just to see what happened.
That is true. That is very true.
Next time you have to find one that actually will tell an NSFW kind of story. What is the next topic, Mr. Gay Man?
So the next topic in general, technically the first topic, is if I was a superhero, who would I be? So you and I are choosing each other as a superhero. Like, who could you see me as a superhero, and who can I see you as a superhero? And then
Plastic Man.
then
Plastic
we're
Man.
gonna have to
Plastic
define
Man.
Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
Why Plastic Man?
Because
That's not even a
you're Plastic Man.
superhero. That's not even a
Yeah, he
superhero.
is. Yeah, he's a DC hero.
Is he?
That's a superhero.
I don't know if I believe you.
Look him up.
Oh yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep. I remember Plastic Man. I'm dumb. Why do you see me as Plastic Man, though?
Because you're plastic.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's
How?
because you have no self morals to the point that you would wear anything and become anything.
I mean, fair enough, I guess. Who can I see you as a superhero?
Was
Oh.
thinking for you either Plastic Man or you would be what was the other, there's another character I was thinking of, but I don't.
Oh, I know. To me, you remind me of Quicksilver from
Because I
DC.
die at the beginning.
No. That's
I knew it. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
because you don't give a shit.
No, I don't. I really couldn't care less.
Like, you
I
just.
was going to say originally that you were going to be Barry Allen, or no, not be the Flash, but I couldn't remember what other Flashes were besides Barry Allen, and Barry Allen does not fit you at all because you're not hungry all the time.
But I take showers a lot.
That doesn't make you. Oh, it's not how it works.
All right. Who
Make you
can you
humongous.
see yourself as? Which superhero can you see yourself as?
Me?
Yeah, yourself. You yourself.
That's a really hard decision. Who would you think as your superhero?
Me as if I was a superhero, who would I be? Like,
Yeah.
out of all the superheroes out there, who am I? Like, who, in my opinion, who do I think myself as?
Yes. Yes, you dingus.
I see myself as a
Ding dong.
lot
Turn
of,
to
I see
green.
myself as a lot of people. Just kidding, I really don't.
You're Rat Man.
Oh, what is
You
the
talk
one?
to rats.
What is that one character? You know what? I'll be honest.
As Bumblebee.
You see yourself as Bumblebee?
Yes, the tiny fighter that ne that
Why?
literally is like tiny. Cause I'm tiny. And I'll beat up
Why?
someone 3 times my size if I have to. I can definitely detest that I'm not a favorite.
Why do you say yourself as not the favorite?
I'm not a fan favorite.
True.
There you go.
I can see myself as Michelangelo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The guy with nunchucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Can't you see me as Michelangelo?
Only if you had a pair of nunchucks.
Only if I had a. The only reason why I would say Michelangelo is because
I'm more of a
I'm the li I'm.
Leonardo kind of man. That's why I got an actual katana.
Fair enough. The only reason I say that is because I'm the young one. I'm the youngest in like every friend group, it feels like. But I'm the youngest. I am hyper fixated on so many different things in serious scenarios. I get distracted very easily. I am just always everywhere. I'm just you'd never know where I could be next. Honestly, that's the only reason why I can see myself as Michelangelo.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and we both have
That makes sense.
heavy ADHD.
What do you mean I have ADHD?
That is true, we
That
both
doesn't
do.
make that doesn't
But
make me
like
Michelangelo.
the description, like I said, is definitely the reason, main reason.
Is you a fish?
If you consider me a fish, or
You know what? You're a 1960s Aquaman.
no. If this
Why
tells you,
not?
if the, just no.
Why not?
Just no.
Why not?
I don't even want to think about it.
Well, I think about being Aquaman.
Yeah, being Aquaman would be kind of weird.
What would be so weird about it?
You fuck fish.
Don't you? Why don't you go fuck a fish?
I don't want to fuck a fish.
Why not?
'Cause that's not what I do. That's not what I do, man.
I mean, that's what you already did, though.
No. Every time I think of
See?
Aquaman, I think of the Wii Batman game. There you go, I found it. It's Batman the Brave and the Bold Wii game. Every
Why in the world did you think of that?
that 'cause I've played that as a kid, and every time I think of the 1960s Aquaman, that's what I think of. And Plastic Man's in it as well.
Oh yeah, you are Plastic Man.
I just think of that game because Aquaman was in a lot and no one liked Aquaman. Like, everyone fucking hated Aquaman. No one likes Aquaman.
What? What do you mean no one likes Aquaman? The new Aquaman movies are awesome.
They're bussin' bussin'? Is that what you're saying?
What? Have you not seen the new Aquaman movies?
They're okay.
I'm gonna murder you.
Do it, bitch.
No.
Also, what's the t-shirt
Don't.
that you said that you ordered for
I'm
me?
not. No, I'm not telling you.
But I want to
Even
know.
on a live podcast, I'm not telling you.
Damn it.
You'll see it when you get there, and then you're gonna make a video about it, and then you're gonna know why I sent it.
All right. Next topic.
Oh yeah.
All right, so the next topic is why we haven't played COD in a while. So the
Mostly is because so I want can I explain this one?
Yeah, you
I
can.
want to explain my side. All right. So one of the things was that while we don't play COD anymore, and this one mainly for like MW2, of course, it's because that everything has become pay to win. It is not. There's no balancing in the game. Like there's some guns that are that they balanced out, and they're but then they broke. They still leave the some of the most broken guns, broken as they are, after all this time. And it's also why that there I'm gonna stop there because what I'm gonna say next is go into the next topic.
Yeah.
And the re and the reason why I the reason why we had to do that. But the main reason is because it got way too stupid. Like you literally would have to buy the battle pass unless you don't want to earn the guns, and then the guns would be broken, and everyone's going to be using them. And just to level up that gun will probably take around, let's say, about 5 hours of us playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
There's a different reason on my side, but that is part of it, yes.
But also the maps. There's not been many maps added in since launch. And honestly, I'm kind of disappointed with every map that we've gotten so far. And also the bundles. The bundles have gotten crazier. That was another thing was that it felt less like what they're trying to do with what they did with 2016 when they were trying to make it into like an actual war game, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah.
This one just feels more like they're becoming like farther away from that as possible. And with Activision has also the things they did with Merc, with the whole Merc situation, that didn't really help my look on the game either.
Yeah. That was just
But
BS.
yeah. Well.
So my situation was a little bit different. You already know about this. I've talked about it multiple times to you, Storm. But my reasoning is mainly from the whole DDoSing hacking thing was happening with all the old CODs and the new CODs. I just felt very uncomfortable to play. I did not want any of that to happen, considering I've already had my stuff hacked before. It's not fun to deal with. I've had to spend money to get things fixed from all that. It's not fun. So I don't want to have that situation happen all over again. And considering from some of the reports I've seen online, from articles, from screenshots and all that, it was people getting hurt and their addresses and everything just being specifically leaked too. So some people's stuff has been stolen. It's just, I just felt very scared. I felt like COD was actually gonna die because of this. But that's just who I am as a person. I like to take safety precautions on everything I do. And because of how serious it got, I wanted to make sure everyone was okay. Brent right away was understanding on how I felt, and we just didn't play it for a while. He was understanding of my opinion, but his opinion, more so, of course, what he said, was his reasoning to not play. But he also understood my reasoning, and we just didn't play. So we've been playing just kind of a lot of GTA and a lot of Friday the 13th recently. So we kind of been kind of just enjoying ourselves.
I am thinking about redownloading and trying it again, especially when they got Homelander in it. So I might try that out. But besides that, I don't really see any other content to be made in that game. Because if you guys didn't know, I already grinded the game enough where I already got gold for every gun in the game. So it was literally almost nothing to do except for like go for Obsidian and so forth. But I see that as like pointless, as it's really just it's too grindy. It's too grindy to do, and it's much more difficult now because there's so many people that use all these broken weapons, and it just makes it like a really terrible experience. But another reason not was honestly there we there's not much content playing the game. I'm gonna be honest, the
There's
game.
so like a couple of the old modes that I really enjoyed that they brought back, was one in the chamber and gun game, and they just kind of just seemed like they didn't really care about the way it was made and the original way it went. It just felt like they just kind of destroyed the old party games and didn't really care much about it, and it kind of made me lose interest to even play them. And considering that they forced us to play the mashups instead of being able to just select which game mode we wanted to play, we were forced to do these playlists that we couldn't choose. And most of the time we wanted to play something else, and we never really got to choose.
Especially if we wanted to play Infected. Like, if you guys don't know, like from those from all the times we played it, we would get it maybe like one or two games occasionally, and it was really not that fun. We can now this moves on to the next topic, which is us talking about Gunfight Adventures Season 3 and why we had to cancel it. Well, it's more like it was more like my idea to cancel. Well, I'm gonna give my reasoning right here. Well, one of the reasons why was something I spoke about earlier, which was gun balancing. The mode, like when they kept switching the modes in and out, they would bring in the gunfight where you pick up the guns more often than not,
He's the only one that actually
and
tried to play it because he usually tries to test things out before we make content for something. Storm usually tries to do that stuff and see if it's worth it because we were planning on to make season 3. We were really confident about it. We were actually getting things planned to pay someone to make our intro this time and all that stuff. We were really getting into it and getting ready, and Storm one day said, "Hey, right when Gunfight came out, you tested it out. You said you didn't really like it."
no, I will say this now, the maps are awful. The maps, if you would take a clip from one of our Gunfight Adventure videos, right? And from Modern Warfare 2016. All right.
You mean
and you see how those
2019?
maps are. Or 2019, yeah. And then you see how the, and then you compare it to the map right, the map in this game. The maps in this game are more campy. So they are, so if as soon as you grab that weapon, they're going to camp there. That's it. That's all, that's what's going
to
happen.
I also feel like that you shouldn't have to grab your weapon. I feel like it should just be like what Gunfight started out as. Everyone was assigned a weapon. So
they did have it for a little bit, and then, but then it that got fizzled out, and I haven't seen it back in the rotations. So, I didn't get to really play the original. I was wanting to play that one. Got on one day to play it, and then it was not there anymore. So the so the only one I played was the one picking up the gun. But when I was looking through the maps weren't that great. They were kind of mid, to be honest. The only map I managed to get most of the time was the one where there's places you can camp up top and people will just sit up there, and it's like a disadvantage on one side because it literally goes straight into their spot where they're aiming down their sights.
Yeah.
In order to go through, so it was not a good. So it's not. It wasn't that fun, and I knew that we probably wouldn't make as much content on it. And in all honesty, it would be more sweaty than it would be to actually have fun content. And I was like, yeah, this is probably not going to be the best.
Even sure, I raged back on the gunfight. We still enjoyed our time together playing Gunfight. Even as Storm, after the rough nights I'd rage, we would still have fun by the end.
Yes.
But
this game, however, I could see us going into a game with them. We would go in there and we would get bodied by it because of how the skill based matchmaking really tanked it, Gunfight. I don't know why it was that I would get matched up with tryhards constantly. It was not a fun experience. I know you want to try to win. That's the whole point. But whenever you get into the game and then like they're camping certain spots, they already know where all the spots they want to go to are, and they just sit there. It just makes for not a fun experience because then it makes it where it's harder for us to go in and hit them by surprise and have like have fun back and forth kind
would,
of thing.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I would say my favorite overall gunfight moment would have to be I think it was Docks, when it was winterized and you had to pick up snowballs. That was so fun. I remember in game, during one of the half times, I think we tried to tell them, hey, we should have a snowball fight. And that's literally all we did. I think that was probably one of my favorite moments is when we literally dropped all the guns and just used snowballs to kill and punch. It was just hilarious. It was a good time. I think that was probably one of my favorite gunfight moments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this, we may give it a try eventually, in the future, but right now, with all the de-doxing and stuff, I don't know if we're gonna play it right now. But, well, there's a lot of people I saw playing it the other day, because of Homelander and, the new shotgun that apparently just evaporates the enemies. But, all the shotguns are really overpowered in that game. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. We're gonna wait on it for a bit.
That's our plan. But yeah, those were our reasons. So the next topic is, I want to combine them while reading out. So what are the next guests that we should have on the next pod or in the future podcast episodes? And where do we want this podcast to go? So I have a couple people saying that they want to join us on a podcast episode. How I line these people up specifically is ideas that I have topics with that lines up who they are as a person and with their interests. I don't choose people Who goes first? Who goes last? I try to go with what we have as ideas and topics, because if we try to talk to someone, I want to give an example. Like, we talk video games to someone that doesn't even play video games. That's not going to be fun, not going to be really interesting. And we just talk about video games the whole time, and they just have no opinion because they've never played a video game in their life, if that makes sense. So I have a couple people in mind. I'm not going to say their names, but I have a couple people in mind. I don't know if you have anyone in mind.
Not really, no, not at the moment.
I have. I guess I'll say. Do you want me to say their names or keep it a surprise?
A bit of surprise. Anyways, actually no, I have someone in mind.
You got
I'm
someone in
not putting
mind?
on. Okay, but I won't say it. Actually,
Two people? Where do you want to see this podcast go in a few years down the road?
2 years down the road. Hopefully by then we'll have our own, we'll have like our own thing. Possibly like, I don't know. Hopefully we'll get like a bigger following. That's what I think that's what everyone wants when they start a podcast is get a is they gain a bigger following eventually. But I want what would you want to set a goal as for like a bigger following?
A bigger following?
Yeah. What would you say is the highest goal you want to go to at the moment?
At the moment? Like right now, if someone granted me a certain amount of subscribers, not too big, not too small, just what I want right now, I would say at least 1,000K. So 1K.
About
So just
1,000
1K.
K.
1,000Ks.
Okay.
Just a
1,000
one.
Ks.
I just want 1K. 1K true following. I don't want 1K of just random subscribers that don't watch any of my content. I want 1K of true followers from where I have right now. So if I had 1,203 subscribers right now, or the podcast, I don't care. Either or even Storm. I want us all together, either or. I want 1,000 true following subscribers. I want
I want
them.
to add, because we are like going through these topics really fast, I want to add a quick topic real quick.
Right.
What do you want to possibly record any computer games?
I do in the future, once I get a better PC, I do want to record some computer games. I love console, but as much as I really want PC. There's a lot of games that PC has that would just be a lot easier to play on PC. It just would be a lot easier instead of having console and then
Having
battling for PC. While PC has all the console games already as is, besides Nintendo. But I feel like I would love to play some PC games. It will give us some more options because it will play we can play some community-based games other than company games all the time. It will give us some really funny content. Even though we found some games, funny games on the PlayStation Store that we are going to play in the future. But I would love to just play some PC games. That is what I really want to do in the future to come. How about you? Do you ever want to play PC games in the future, even?
I mean, I've done it already. I've already recorded some.
Yeah.
I have right now. I am thinking about playing a game called BattleBit Remastered with some old friends. It's like Battlefield but Roblox.
Okay.
And it's but it's own but it's its own game. It is like really insane and cool. I liked it. I also have I still have Choo Choo Charles I gotta play at some point.
Was to say that'd be fun to watch you play.
Black Ops 3 Custom Zombies. I do
That
have access to many maps. So
those are some plans that Storm and I do really want to do is play a lot of custom zombies maps.
and Battlefield Global Offensive, Counter-Strike is coming out. Counter-Strike 2 comes out soon, and I'm excited for that. I also have some weirder games I could play that would probably be really interesting to see. I also have GTA 4 I want to play at some point.
Oh, Half-Life, dang. Half-Life,
Guts and Glory, the Henry Stickmin Collection.
Ooh, I forgot about those games. I haven't played those. I haven't heard those games in years.
Eventually, if I can get some people, I'll play Left 4 Dead 1 and 2. With some mods, maybe.
That'd be fun. I know once I get a PC, I'd be playing a lot of those games with you. Like, I don't just want a laptop. I want an actual gaming PC that can run and do shit.
Huh. You mean like my laptop?
You know what I meant. Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
So, the next topic, it's gonna slice.
Ice before drink or drink before ice?
So, yeah, ice before drink or drink before ice. Both.
At the same time.
How do you do both at the exact same time?
You take a drink with the ice in it, and then you spit it out.
Please don't tell me you actually do that.
No.
Thank God. I put in ice before I put the drink in. I don't know what
Does that mean that you put the ice in before the drink?
Yes.
Or you have to have ice.
I put the ice before I put the drink in the cup. It goes cup,
what about the
ice,
drink? What about
liquid.
What about the drink? Put the drink with the cup.
Sounds like you're just having an orgy with the cup at that point.
AJ's over here thinking about sus thoughts.
No.
But if you're putting ice in, I always put it in after the drink.
So you just plop the ice in after the drink?
Yes, because that just feels more natural.
How does that feel more natural? When you put the ice in the liquid that's already in there, the liquid's going to be splashing everywhere.
Not really. AJ, why do you have huge ice cubes, man? What do you mean? That's the only
if you
way
just
that
drop
happen.
The ice cubes in the cup with that has liquid in it, it's going to go splashing everywhere.
AJ, it's only if you have huge ice.
I don't have you. It doesn't matter what size. If you just throw in ice that has liquid in it, it's going to splash. Unless if you're one of those people that has ice and you stir the drink with the ice cube and then throw it, or the... slide it on in there. Like, that's not how that works.
Why not?
Because? Just, no. You put the ice before the liquid. It will splash.
No. Gotta put it in after.
No. You put the ice in first.
No.
Yes.
You sound drunk.
No.
Yeah.
I wish.
What? You wish?
I wish.
We.
I wish.
You're a fish?
I'm a fish. Alright, next topic. Favorite Blue Sky animation film?
Forgot all they made.
You can do some research on what they made and then be like, oh, that one was my favorite. That's what I'm doing now. Because I like Ice Age, but it's not my favorite.
Oh, robots. They made robots?
Yeah, I would have to say robots is my favorite. They made Alien.
Well, of course, they made the monster truck, the one with the tentacle monster inside the monster truck.
They made Fight Club. They made robots. They made Alien Resurrection.
They made Rio. They made Home.
Spies in Disguise. Ferdinand. Horton Hears the
apparently
Who. Ice Age films.
Wait, apparently... They made an anime movie named Nimona. Is that a show?
It's a movie. They made Epic. Epic was a good movie.
Home was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
Home? With the alien thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
The purple alien.
Yeah,
The
with
one who
what's his name from the
with
Big Bang
brought out
Theory?
the one that brought out the keyboard. Synthesized keyboard. Funny.
I would have to say Robots is my favorite. Robots is would have to be my favorite.
Robots is really hard to top. I'm gonna be honest.
Robots is definitely my favorite. But Robots and Home.
Robots in disguise.
What do you have to say?
What, that your fish?
Out of all the blue sky, we both said Robots, and you said that one would have to be the top. Is that like for sure, for sure? Or you have like others that are like, ooh, that could be the top.
Yeah, it's going to either be that, Home, or Rio.
Rio was always a hit or miss for me. I always have to be in the mood.
First Rio, not the second Rio.
Oh yeah. The first one was just really weird. Didn't really care for it that much. I'd have to watch it multiple I always had to watch it multiple times to appreciate it. It was just really weird.
One.
But I would have to say Robots tops them all, like no doubt.
Oh yeah, robot was gonna win anyway. As soon as I saw robots on there, I was like, yeah, that wins. That the whole reason was because you saw robots.
Well, it has a fantastic cast. It has some pretty iconic lines and songs. Like,
Does it?
yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Has George Lopez's song in it, man.
Name, all right then, name the song.
It's something Boulevard. Lowrider. There you go.
All right.
That's the song is Lowrider. Cause you go low rider to get a little higher. Do 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 do. Yeah, that's all.
You're a gay.
All right. The last fan fiction, and then of course the last funny topic at after the fanfic. So,
All right, read your story.
this fanfic deals with me in the microwave. Here's again, this is what Storm looked up in the AI generator. So here's his fanfic.
Oh, I didn't look it up on the AI generator. I made it make it.
You sorry. Sorry. Once upon a time, there was a man named AJ who lived alone in a small apartment. AJ was a quirky and introverted person who struggled to connect with other people, but he found comfort and solace in his daily routine. Every morning, he would wake up, make himself a cup of coffee, which I do not like, and stare out the window as he waited for the coffee to brew. One day,
Yeah, he
AJ
stared at
just.
the window.
One day, AJ decided to buy a new microwave to replace his old one, which had stopped working. And he unpacked the new microwave and plugged it in. He felt a strange connection to it. This one feels a little bit more special than the last one. He admired the sleek black exterior and the way the bottom buttons beeped when he pressed them. He started using the microwave more and more, heating up meals and snacks throughout the day. Do not, do
Voice
not,
crack.
do not, do not, do not talk about that. As the time went on, AJ found that he was spending more and more time in the kitchen, just so he could be near the microwave. He would like to talk to it as if it were a person, telling about his day, asking questions. He even gave it a nickname, Maggie, instead of referring to it as his partner. See, this is what a fanfic is. Okay. AJ's friends and family started to notice that he was spending an unusual amount of time with this microwave. And they became really concerned. They tried talking to him about it, but AJ was convinced that he had found his true love in the form of his microwave. One day, AJ's
I know the best story.
AJ's microwave suddenly stopped working. He was devastated and he felt that he had lost his closest companion. He tried to fix it himself, but he didn't have the skills or knowledge to do so. Wow. I guess I am dumb, as I thought. Eventually, he had to accept that his beloved Maggie was gone for good. AJ learned a valuable lesson from his experience with the microwave. He realized that he had been using it as a substitute for a real human connection, and that he needed to make an effort to connect with other people. He started going out more, meeting new people, and even joining a local club where he made new friends and shared his interests. Although he never forgot his love, Maggie, AJ knew that he needed to move on and find a real love with a person who could reciprocate his feelings.
Can you not read? He's like looking at it like 15 different ways.
Upside down, horizontal.
Is that correct?
That's literally what I said in my head. Is that correct? And then I was like, yeah.
What?
Correct.
Correct.
I like that. I in the middle of reading that, I'm like, I could actually make this into a short film. The title will just be Maggie. And then Maggie the microwave.
Did you like that story more?
I did like that story more because it had more silliness. The other one was just like, it turned my name into like I was an actual chef, and it's my name's not even Chef. It's Eric Chief. So it's just like, what the hell did it do to my name? And it made it innocent, it made it nice, sure. But it wasn't as special as me with my microwave.
You need your microwave, bro.
I need my microwave. Now you just need to make a fanfic about me and my fridge.
I tried that, it wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do that? Even though it'll let you do a microwave?
Yeah.
Anywho.
It's like, yeah. It's not very healthy to fall in love with an inanimate object.
You should just call it refrigerator starts with an F. What's a female name that starts with an F?
Frida.
Frida the fridge. There, use that. Frida the fridge, and try to find it and see if that works for next time. Anywho, last topic.
That would be funny.
Last topic. You ready for it?
Am I? Are you?
Yes, I am. Do you shit?
Are you sure?
Okay, when you shit, alright? Do you wipe sitting down, or do you wipe when standing up?
I wipe while standing up, of course.
Thank you!
That's normal.
Thank you. I've seen so many people sit and wipe their ass after shitting. Like, you have to stand up to get a full fucking wipe. You gotta stand up to get a full wipe.
When I'm lazy, I do it the other way.
I don't care if I'm lazy or not. It's so, your hand is like an inch away from the freaking poo water. Like,
I mean, you can wash it. You wash your hands. Don't you wash your hands? That's a real question. Don't you wash your hands?
I do, but I do.
Okay then, why are you complaining?
I don't want to physically touch the poo water in the poop.
Okay.
Well,
touch the poo water.
I don't want to touch the poo water. I'm sorry. Because it's not sanitary.
Alright, just for you, I'll buy you a mouse for your imaginary keyboard.
Do you have any other topics? Because if not, we can do the outro right here if you want.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's only been an hour.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Make it a short one?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure.
Every episode doesn't have to be 2 hours.
Fine, we'll make it 2 hours.
No.
Alright.
No.
Alright, it's time to talk about the birds and the bees.
God. I'm just going to look up Pornhub and jerk off right here then at that point.
Why not just look up games at this
point? Did you say games?
Yeah.
Look at games and jerk off to games? No, that's not my fetish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that if you want. That's up to you.
Oh yeah,
There's probably something out there
that's
that
what
can make
Maggie
you
the
fancy.
microwave is for. Maggie the microwave is there for me.
I thought that was your shower.
Susan the shower.
Oh, wait, I know something we're talking about. James Gunn.
Who? Oh,
You know who
James.
he is?
Yeah, why?
He's now in control of the DC Universe.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He's the guy that made Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fair. That is fair. So we'll see where it goes from there.
I'm excited, but he's also gonna his one of his first movies is gonna be a Green Lantern movie with two Green Lanterns, apparently.
Hell yeah, remake Green Lantern. Make Green Lantern good. All right. Anywho, thank you guys so much for
Thank
watch.
you guys so much for watching.
Thank you so much for watching the Beanbag Boys podcast, episode 11. Oh yeah, I forgot to say this. Every other episode, it's just gonna be the order of the episodes that we're gonna do is gonna be
There's
just gonna
tacos.
congas. It's gonna be Storm and I, then a guest.
Go
Storm
on.
and I, guest. That's how it's gonna go back and forth. It's gonna be every other. It's gonna be Brent and I, and every other. It's gonna be with a guest in the episode. So the next
And
episode
then,
is gonna have a guest.
don't worry, AJ's full gay.
Sure. But yeah, that's our plan for our future episodes. That's how it's gonna be. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that's what kind of I feel comfortable with, is with us doing an episode together. The next after that we have a guest, and after that it's just him and I again, and then so on and so forth.
All right, thank you all so much for watching. AJ says that he's a fish, so be a
Am a gay
fish.
fish. See?
Yes, so we will. So the next video you'll probably see will be uploaded on AJ's channel. If he ever stops being a goofus.
I've just been so freaking busy, it's not even funny. I have like so much shit to do.
They're saying we should play Battletoads.
Battletoads, Jesus Christ. Anywho, have a good night,
AJ
guys.
wants to play bat AJ wants to play Battletoads.
Have a good night, y'all, and have a good night or good day, whatever time you're
Have a
listening
good
or
day,
watching
good
this.
night,
Love you. Blah,
or
blah, blah.
be sure to follow and subscribe and hit
Follow,
that
subscribe.
notification bell.
Leave
And
a
also
comment
don't
if you have any
and don't
guests.
if you have any questions that you want us to answer, don't forget to leave a comment. And also, don't forget to also put hashtag AJ is a fish.
Yes, I'm a fish.
There you go. And that is everything. Bye.
Bye.